The likely return of a Tamil asylum seeker family to the central Queensland town of Bilawila as early as next month has prompted calls for the new Labor government to start a broader and more radical overhaul of asylum seeker policy. The family has been fighting deportation to Sri Lanka, living in detention on Christmas Island, then in community detention in Perth. Immigration lawyers and analysts argue Labor's support to return the family to Bilawila and hopefully grant them permanent protection visas is a positive step. Stephanie Smale reports.
After a harrowing 4 years for the Nada Salingam's family, friend Simone Cameron says they're now feeling positive about what's ahead.
You can just see the stress has just melted off their faces and they're just so excited to plan for this more certain future now.
Simone Cameron says the family's mental health has suffered, but a return to their home in Bilawila, where they lived and worked before being removed in 2018, will help.
They've endured 3 deportation attempts by the LNP government, so they've never known any certainty at all in the last 4 years. And I would like to think that this chance at certainty and security will really help speed up the recovery.
During the campaign, Labor pledged to allow the Tamil family to stay in Australia, and senior Labor MPs have this week flagged the family's future as a priority. Simone Cameron says the sooner the better.
So we would really like to see the family brought home in time for the multicultural festival in Bilawila on the 11th of June and then Tanaka's 5th birthday is on the 12th of June.
Simone Cameron argues Saturday's election result is a strong signal that the new federal government has support in offering refugees a secure future in Australia.
For too long now, we've had debate that's just been stifled by fear and division.
Immigration analysts and lawyers argue temporary protection visas are just one part of a growing asylum seeker crisis. Former Immigration Department Deputy Secretary Abel Rizvi says huge numbers of refugees are living and working illegally in Australia.
So about 100,000 of them, twice the number who applied for asylum under Kevin Rudd, have under Peter Dutton applied for asylum. Vast bulk are being refused and they live in the community without work rights, without any support, constantly in fear.
Solicitor Michaela Byers has been lobbying the coalition for years to allow those asylum seekers to apply for bridging or other visas so they could access Medicare and work rights while they wait for court outcomes.
This group of people were really affected by the COVID pandemic. They had no work rights, so they couldn't claim any disaster relief payments or JobKeeper, and they had no access to Medicare, and a number of them were homeless. One had a horrific heart attack and ended up in hospital.
She says it's time for change, arguing the new Labor government has the opportunity to change the rules.
I believe that a new Minister for Immigration would agree to try and legalise these people that are in the community illegally. And I believe it's a crime to leave people illegally, deliberately, illegally in the community.
That's Solicitor Michaela Byers ending that report from Stephanie Smale.